Hello, everybody. Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi coming your way. Progress on purpose. I just wanted to give you a pick-me-up word, a real quick pick-me-up word as you do what you do. Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi live, progress on purpose. And I just want to share with you a pick-me-up word. I was just talking to one of my mothers in Israel. And as we were discussing, she just laid something on my heart that led me to just come on live just so that I can share with you. I'm going to share with you a pick-me-up word. I just want to give you a quick one, quick word, and then you are out of the way. Zah, I'm coming your way. Thank you for coming. Thank you so much. You are here. I see you. I want to give you a pick-me-up word. I just want to give somebody, listen, keep coming. I've got a word. I've got a word. It won't be long, but it's going to change your life. It's going to change your perspective. It's going to change your worldview, and it's going to feed your faith. There's a text in the Bible. Let's pray. Father, be with us, please. Amen. Here it is. There's a text. There's a text in 2 Kings chapter 5 and verse 1. 2 Kings chapter, I see you, my friend, DJ, I see you. I was talking to Mama just a few minutes ago, and I told her I was going to get on Facebook Live. I see you, Pastor Ethan. I see you, man. I've got a word. This word is good. I'm telling you, this is a good word. It's going to change your life. It is. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1. It says, now Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great and honorable man in the eyes of his master. He was a great an honorable man in the eyes of his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. Listen to this. He was also a mighty man of valor, but a leper. I just want to talk to somebody right now. You look and you read this verse, you discover the accolades that Naaman had. He was a great commander. He was an honorable man. He was a great man. He had brought great victories, and he was a man of valor. What a CV, or what a resume that he had. But then the book says those three words, but a leper. He was but a leper. And I want to give somebody a pick-me-up word right now. I want you to understand that everybody in this world is working with something not working. They're working and producing at the same time with something that's not working. I put it this way. Nobody has it all. And I want to encourage you today, wherever you are, whatever you're going through, Naaman was productive. Naaman was renowned. Naaman was great. Naaman was everything that everybody longs for, but he was a leper. And I want you to understand, it doesn't matter that person. That's what the Bible says, envy not. You cannot envy anybody, because listen to me, success and productivity is not absence of something not working. The truth be said, I remember my mother could cook in a kitchen when two plates were not working on the stove. I feel like preaching. Here it is. As somebody somewhere, my mother could cook a meal. We had a four-plate stove, and those four plates, for some weird reason, they never worked at the same time. My mother could still cook and feed the family when two plates were not working on the stove. Sometimes all four plates were working, but the oven was not working. And my mother never threw away the oven and the stove because there was one plate that was not working. Child of God, listen to me. Everybody in this world, nobody has it all. Yes, they may look good. Yes, they may be Barack Obama, but you don't know if their kidneys are working. Every successful story in this world is successful whilst there's something in their life that's not working. So don't look at me and say, Pastor, you don't know my family. Oh, no, you can be productive with a dadbeat family. Don't tell me, Pastor, I don't have a job. Well, you can be productive without a job. Don't look at me and say, oh, well, Pastor, my head is aching. Well, there's somebody who has no legs who is productive in this world. Nobody has it all. This is just a pick-me-up word. Everyone in this world is functioning whilst there's something in their life that's not working. So, Pastor, how do I get it going? Well, here it is. You give power to what you focus on. If you focus on what's not working, it'll become so big that it'll make you minimize what else you have going on. The fact that you're alive. There are millions who died in this COVID-19, but you are alive. In other words, you may not have the money, but you better thank God you got the life. The very story is true throughout Scripture. Do you know that God is winning while she's missing one third of his angels? The Bible says the devil fell out of heaven with one third of angels. God is working with two thirds of angels. Jesus had 12 disciples and one abandoned him. And even Jesus didn't have a perfect team. He had one person on his team who let him down, and yet he was still productive. Paul, the Apostle Paul, who wrote 14 books of the New Testament, 14 books of the New Testament. Paul, when you read in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he will let you know of people who abandoned him. And yet Paul, whilst he was rejected, whilst he was abandoned, whilst he was sold out, he still wrote 14 books of the New Testament. Let me talk to you right now. I don't know who you are. Maybe I'm talking to myself. I want you to understand that you can function when something in your life is not working. Paul wrote the books in the Bible, 14 books in the Bible, when people were abandoning him, when people were leaving him, when people were lying on him. Be productive even when there's something in your life that's not working. Oh, I feel like preaching here. Listen to me, child of God. You are not the first one to be demanded to be productive while something in your life is not working. Nobody has it all. Maybe a millionaire, but with a broken marriage. Could be a billionaire with kids who are crazy. Come on, talk to me. I want you to understand, you may be single, but listen, you need to understand, and happy and peaceful. You may be married to a deadbeat situation. Let me tell you something. Be productive wherever you are. You need to get rid of excuses, because in this world, nobody has it all. Nobody has it all. Naaman was big, and yet he was a leper. Most of the people who are successful privately have got some private pains that if you knew, you would disqualify them publicly. You didn't hear what I said? Nobody has it all. It's a pick-me-up word for you. Stop looking down on yourself, feeling sorry for yourself. Listen, I tell people everywhere, you need to understand, you all come to this platform, I am preaching to you. I do what I do out of the greatest pain in my life. I have discovered early on in my life, simply because something is not working in my life, it doesn't mean I cannot be productive elsewhere. I've discovered that I can punish life. Oh God, I can produce more in life based on what's not working in my life. Child of God, just a pick-me-up word. That's all I wanted to give to you. I'm about to have my lunch right now, but I was talking to one of my mothers, and we came up with a word, and I said, Mother, I'm going on Facebook Live and encourage my friends that, listen, you better wipe off those tears off your eyes. You better look yourself in the eye. Some of you right now, you need to go buy a burger, and you need to have my me time with you. And you need to thank God that, listen, while some things are dead in your life, you are grateful that whilst they're dead in your life, that you can still be productive. You need to pat yourself on the back. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Why? Because even Naaman, with all that he had, he was a leper. And you need to understand, my friend, still got something going on. I'm working on a series. I feel like preaching. I feel like having a week of revival. Please hit me up if you think that'll work. I need to have a week of revival on Facebook Live. I'm working on a series, Miracles in My Dead Places. Miracles in My Dead Places. I'm thinking of having a serious Facebook Live revival. So if you think that's a good idea, encourage me to come, because I'm ready to preach. I have so much word in me, and I just need to get it out there. I'm working on a series, Miracles in My Dead Places. Isn't it funny that God can bring up a miracle in your dead places? Ezekiel will let you know it was a valley full of dead bones, and God had to work out a miracle in my dead places. If Martha and Mary were here, they would let you know, listen, Pastor, we were in the graveyard. Lazarus was stinking. It was 4 years, but there was a miracle in my dead places. I feel like encouraging somebody. Listen, I'm getting out of here. I've got lunch waiting for me. I've got an impossible burger that I need to eat. It's really good. The one I know you missed there, but I got to get out of here. Listen, this was a pick-me-up word for you. Every person in this world is working with something not working in their lives. My mother cooked food for us on a stove, a four-plate stove, which had some plates not working. Some of you are driving a car that has a tail light or a headlight that's not working. Some of you are driving a car that has no heat or no AC working in the car, but it's not stopping you from going to places. Listen, dust yourself up. Stop crying. Go wash your face. My friend, yes, I like that. You may be broken, but you're not dead. Please encourage me. I need to preach this miracles in my dead place. You're going to love it. I tell you what, I'm a crazy man of God. I am the most encouraged person I know in my life. And yet, who is going through the most hell that you would ever imagine? Because me and the devil, we ain't friends. And when the devil comes my way, he brings me the devil real good. And when I come his way, I bring him some Jesus real good. I've discovered nobody has it all. Don't envy anyone. And the beauty of everybody not having everything, you know what it is? It makes us meaningful to each other. Because I don't have it all, I need you to survive. Naaman was a leper and he needed a maid for his healing. Don't look down on people. You don't know who has the solution to your greatest trouble. Well, listen, it was supposed to be quick and to the point. Pick me up, word. Somebody, somewhere. Every person you see is working with something not working. If they're driving a Mercedes, don't get it fooled, because they may have the Mercedes, but they may literally not have something that you have whilst you're walking on the ground. Let me tell you something. Love everybody. Appreciate everybody. Be happy for you. Take yourself out. I'm about to take myself out. Go have my lunch right now. Listen, you better simply love you. Okay? Because you got a lot of stuff going on and you are the only person who's looking down on it. Naaman had a lot of things, but he was a leper. Everybody in this world is working whilst they have something not working in their lives. Don't give up on you. Don't give up on God. Progress on purpose. Blessings on you.